Good evening, all. 7 p.m. and welcome to the public hearing on the proposed Tompkins County 2022 budget. And I have in my hand one person who signed up to speak with us about the budget. I want to acknowledge that they are legislators who are in chamber and some who are joining us virtually as well. Thank you, legislators. We'll go through the public hearing. Let's call on Robert Lynch. Yes, I'm sorry. Mr. Lynch, can you hold a second? Martha?
Yes, good evening.
Mr. Lynch, can you hold a quick second?
What?
Can you hold a quick second for me?
I can.
Don't interrupt, but I've been meaning to say the folks at home can't, because the speakers are behind the camera, can't see the speakers. Would it be okay if he comes up to that?
It's fine if the speaker uses this.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Lynch. You're getting your workout for the day. There you go.
That's a sort of general thing. I really,
yeah, okay. That's a good idea.
Thank you.
Good evening. Robert Lynch, 175 Gray Road, Town of Enfield, a member of the Enfield Town Board. I'll try to make every second of these 3 minutes count. I want to make two major points. First, your capital plan calls for spending $1.8 million next year on design of a new downtown office building, a project now expected to cost $30.6 million. I ask you to delete that expenditure. And before you spend one more dime on the downtown center of government, I ask that you first sell this project to your constituents. They know next to nothing about it. Quote, "This is a pretty big deal," Rich John told the committee yesterday, a committee, about the building site purchase. Quote, "It commits us to things for years and years to come." Close quote. Yes, it does. You kept negotiations for that $3 million land purchase cloaked in secrecy for 2 years. You shouldn't have. Now you're moving full speed ahead toward the building, but without the public walking beside you. There should be a referendum on this project, but there won't be. Most of you on this legislature didn't face an opponent in the election of just last week. The only one who did now trails. Sorry, Mike. Another one of you lost in the primary. Again, too bad, Leslie. But while most of you had no reason to do so, I was out meeting the voters this past spring. Lots of them. Yes, I lost. But before I did, I learned that no one knows about this $30 million office project. And when I told my country folks, their jaws dropped. Many of them got angry. Before you spend next year's $1.8 million on designs, put this project on hold for a while and sell it to the people first. And speaking of people, here's my second point. In September, you promised to draw $7 million from fund balance to underwrite your community recovery fund. At the October 19th meeting, we learned that the $7 million had been shaved by a half million or so to fund OTR requests. Please pump that money back to $7 million. Legislator Robertson's and Granison suggested $8 million. That's even better. I call it money purposed for people, food pantries, housing assistance, child care, and the like. It replaces the ARPA money you tossed into cash for capital, money that, well, yes, may end up building those new offices. See where I'm going? Spend your budget on what's important. Scrimp on the bricks and mortar. Legislate wisely. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lynch. Is there anyone else, Kathy, that you're aware of on attending?
No, Leslyn, there's not.
So I'm going to just hold a couple of minutes, just in case someone else might pop up. Thank you for your patience, legislators, before I close the public hearing. McLean?
While we're waiting, may I ask Lisa Holmes if there's any update on the Cougar Heights incident this afternoon?
No update at this time. My understanding is that the shelter-in-place order for Cayuga Heights has been lifted, but I don't have anything further at this point.
Thank you, Mike, for asking that. Martha?
Maybe Lisa could just review for the public, for anybody who's listening, what we do with the, what's the next step on the budget? What we do next week?
Next week is the legislature's vote on the tentative budget as amended during the expanded budget committee meetings. So that's that makes it official.
Thank you, Martha. Thank you, Lisa. I was going to say that, but okay. It's already been said. When my 2 minutes was up, I was going to say what the next steps are, but thank you. It's already been said. Hopefully everybody heard it.
Just, you know, silence abhors a vacuum,
I
right?
I know. You have to be comfortable with silence. I was waiting to see if Glenn was going to break out in song.
He's on mute.
All right. Well, seeing no one else, I am going to close the public hearing. And just to reiterate, in case someone else has joined, next Tuesday the legislature meets and the legislature will be voting on this tentative budget as amended. Just so people remember, the county administrator presents a budget to the legislature. We have several meetings at which we make amendments to that budget. And what is before you at this public hearing is the tentative budget as was amended. There's still an opportunity at that legislature meeting for further amendments to be made. If nothing substantial, it wouldn't have to come back to a public hearing. If it's just tiny wording or something like that. But for the most part, this is the budget that will be voted on at the legislature meeting next Tuesday. Following this public hearing, nothing, no big money changes will be made to the budget after the public hearing. Okay? All right. Well, I am sorry. Kathy?
I believe there are amendments that can be made to the budget prior to the final adoption.
Really? We had this debate a while ago. Then do we have to go back to a public hearing if there is a new amendment? Because I remember we had this debate.
No, a new public hearing would not be required.
Okay, so I stand corrected. There can be amendments made, as in money amendments made to the budget at Tuesday's meeting, and then it will go to a vote.
Correct, and it requires 8 votes to pass.
Right. Of the 8 votes of the sitting legislators. Anything else? All right, I will close the public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Lynch, for speaking to us tonight. Public hearing is closed.